And that is just a song that makes you happy no matter what else is happening in your life. That song will make you a little bit happier.
It sure does.
Definitely does. Thanks for that, Candy.
As will this lady.
That's right. She will. 7:39 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, and super hot. I don't mean us, although that's true, too, but today in general. It's going to be hot and humid and terrible, and don't go outside. That's my advice. Don't go outside. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net, joins us on a Friday. It's been a minute, so I'm super excited to have her back on. Hey, Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hi, nice to be back.
Good to have you back. So we got a whole variety of different stories that happened this week. The first one I think that's on a lot of people's minds is, how is Madonna? What happened and what do we know?
Well, we know what they want us to know is what we know. And that is that she was found unresponsive last Saturday and that she spent several days in the ICU. A family member has spoken out under the terms of anonymity, but they said that they really thought they were going to lose her, that they were making arrangements.
Wow.
So it wasn't good. The word sepsis has floated around. They said it stemmed from a bacterial infection, which makes you definitely think sepsis probably came into play for such a horrific reaction from her body. They did send her home, and there are reports that she's not doing well at home. She's vomiting nonstop and bedridden. So the celebration tour has been put on pause. That was supposed to start next month. And it's a wait and see kind of thing. But, like, you know, you read between the lines and they're saying she's alert, but they're not telling you she's interacting. They're saying she's out of ICU, but they're not telling you that, you know, usually if there's a full recovery, which is what they say she's expected to make, they like to give you more information to dispel rumors and to kind of stop rumors before they start. And we're not getting any real information. So that leads me to think she's really probably not out of the woods or from whatever happened, because we don't know how long she was unresponsive.
Yeah.
So because of that, you don't know what kind of shape she might be in or what kind of damage may have been done. So
yeah,
I think it's a really big question mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you say, if they had better things to say, they'd say. If they had encouraging pictures to share, they would share. And the fact that they're not, I mean, sadly, reading between the lines, that probably tells us what we hope is not true. But, you know, that's very sad. You also had what struck me as a very odd story this week. But I think when you understand the background, it's not as odd as it first seems. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen had their fourth baby from a surrogate. They just announced that, you know, they've welcomed a baby boy from a surrogate, their fourth. She just gave birth herself 5 months ago. And I think most people hear that and they're like, wait, the what? This is weird. But the background here actually kind of explains it, right?
Yeah, I think it actually makes a whole lot of sense. They were not expecting to be able to have another baby themselves. And after healing from their last child that they lost, they decided that they really wanted to add to the family with any means possible. And so if you go through anything like surrogacy or any extra steps to have a family and have a child, it takes time and it takes months. So they were probably about to, you know, they knew they were in the process of surrogacy. They knew that this was about to happen when she found out she was pregnant. And then you're in the situation where, well, do you change your mind about this other thing and halt this procedure and, you know, and walk that back? Or do you just accept this as a double blessing, which is what they've done? You know, so it does actually really make sense if you kind of think about it. You know, they were taking other steps to expand the family.
Yeah, I mean, it's siblings from different wombs. I mean, you know, and they were already doing in vitro. They had already had one, had to have a therapeutic abortion because her life was at risk with her third. So they didn't know for sure whether what would happen. And as I said, when I first heard it, I'm like, the what now? You know, rich people problems. But then the more I looked at it, I'm like, no, this actually makes sense. And they wanted four, and now they've got four just by a little bit different means and a little bit of an unusual timing. Yeah. So, you know, good for them. We had Pete Davidson has gone into rehab now for what? PTSD and borderline personality disorder. Is that right?
He goes back for what he refers to as tune-ups fairly often. I mean, maybe not every year, but like it was compared to somebody else, it's fairly often because it happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he's on top of his mental health and he knows he's working in an industry that takes such a toll. And he's going through relationships that also take a toll. So I think he's really smart. he's not in denial. He goes and he gets the extra help that he needs so that he can come back and be the better version of himself again. So I think I really respect that about him. That's something that's really respectable. He's very in touch with what he needs, and he goes and he gets it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think some people, they kind of, you know, oh, that screw up Pete Davidson. Well, I mean, okay, we know that.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so what do you do when you've got a screwed up life? Well, you take steps to get the treatment, the care, the attention that you might need. That's the smart thing to do in response to a bunch of, you know, difficulties around you. Also, the other big news this week, a little bit earlier in the week was we found out that Ryan Seacrest is going to be replacing Pat Sajak, but Vanna's going to stay, but she's unhappy about the money and is maybe lawyering up to get more. What's going on here?
Well, as she should be, because as we all know, women are paid far less than men, especially in many industries, but in the entertainment industry as well. So she's a letter turner, but she's been the letter turner for, what, like 40 years now?
Yeah.
And is definitely should be valued more than she has been. And you know, if Ryan Seacrest is coming in, the dollar signs attached to that are massive. So it is perfectly fair for her to step up and decide that she needs to make more money too in this situation. And she has lawyered up, as she probably should have. So we'll see how that shakes out. I suspect she's going to get a raise and they're going to keep her on. And she won't make anywhere near what Ryan or Pat would have made, but she deserves more than she's getting right now.
Two questions. Do you think the show survives long term? How long do you think she stays with the show?
I think if she doesn't get a raise, she's out, because she has no attachment to Ryan whatsoever.
Right. That makes sense.
So it would be a total changing of the guard. Yeah. And you know what? What Ryan does works, but it's not the same. And I think a lot of the people that still tune in are that old school, old guard watcher. And I don't know that they're going to stay, you know, on a nightly basis to watch Ryan. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I wouldn't be surprised if the ratings actually drop.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm just not sure that. But then again, Wheel is such, for the people who watch it, is such a staple that it's hard to imagine how bad it would have to be for them to not do it anymore. You know what I mean? So that may be its saving grace, is that it has become so ingrained for those people. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net, joins us every Friday or when she's available. Kate, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:40.